Hey, my friend, welcome back to the Mind Shift Podcast. I am your host, Daryl Evans. And if this is your first time here, welcome. I'm excited to share with you, how do you get more local customers to your business? And in today's podcast, I'm only going to share with you one of my best strategies that I uncovered, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, but it's been more important as of late with the amount of competition that is now competing for your customers' eye share and attention, right? Attention, everyone's under attack with attention. We've got more social media networks. We've got more television advertising. We've got more places to watch our content. We've got more competition online than ever before. My company, Yoko Local, we got started in 2011. And back then, helping people with SEO and getting them on the first page of Google and all of those things in the Google Maps was all a piece of cake. 12 years later, it's much more difficult. Still doable. That's why we're in business. But it's a longer journey than it ever used to be. And today, I want to talk with you about one of the simplest, fastest ways to get your product or service in front of your ideal customers in a way that you probably will be like, oh, why didn't I think of that? Okay. So to be clear, we're talking about how to attract local customers to your business without doing SEO, without worrying about Yelp. There's mixed reviews. A lot of people holler at us, Yelp, and how their reviews get filtered and all that. We're not here to talk about that. And we're not here talking about ranking your business in the local maps, although all three of those are important if you're a local business. But that's not the reason we're here today. There's this conversation around those three channels that a lot of people, I think it's just a myth of what they think. We get in this argument or debate, if you will, about paid traffic versus free traffic, paid visibility versus getting on the first page of Google or Yelp or these other places for free. Well, let's be clear. It's not free. Whether you're paying for attention or traffic or clicks to your website, or whether you think you're getting them for free after going through the arduous process of hiring a consultant or an agency or writing content or doing SEO, you're investing time. So unless you don't value your time, it's never free. So the myth that I want you to understand is it's not free versus paid. I always get the question, which is better? Maybe I'll do this in another video and really break it down to you of what it really costs to get on the first page of Google today. It's not that easy. So the point today is we are going to talk about one simple social media targeting strategy that we have been recommending to companies like restaurants, gyms, local pool service companies, HVAC companies, law firms, accounting firms, LASIK eye centers. If you have a brick and mortar location, and even if you don't, and you go to someone's home to service them, like pool service, HVAC, plumbing, all those kinds of services, whether they come to you or you go to them, this strategy can work magnificently. But to set the stage, let me say this. This is the point I want to make, and I hope you agree. All of us today, in some way, shape, or form, use social media in our spare time to kill time. Some of us using social media and we don't even watch TV, radio, billboards anymore. We're not even noticing those things. But for years before the internet started, for decades, TV, radio, billboard, and print media was the way to get in front of your ideal customers. In other words, that was the way to get impressions, to elevate your brand, to be visible. I mean, all you have to do is look at the big game every year that happens around February. And I think in 2022, the ads were $6.5 million. I remember reading a study back when the very first television ad came out. I think it was in the 1940s. And I want to say my memory is that it was a Dodgers-Phillies baseball game. And it was by a company called Bulova, the watch company. And I remember it was an 11-second commercial. And it wasn't, I mean, you think about today's creative and artistic things that we see in TV commercials. Back then, it was literally a screen that had their name on it, and it was about 11 seconds. And if you Google Bulova first TV commercial, you'll still find that on YouTube today. And I'd love for you to do that when we're done with this, but don't go do that now. Let's get into this strategy. Social media is like the new TV, radio, and billboards of days gone by. What was the intent of those channels and those media channels, right? It was to get your product or service visible to people who were maybe not even ready or even considering buying your product or service. I like the example of personal injury attorneys, not because, I mean, I'm sure in your marketplace you could resonate. That's the reason I'm picking it. But why is it that they advertise on television so much? We've worked with plenty of them over the last 12 years. no one is walking around with a Rolodex of personal injury attorneys in their pocketbook or in their phone or in their wallet, waiting for the day that they get into an accident where they need service from one. So they know that they've got to be more top of mind. They have to have already built brand share with you. So the goal of this strategy that I'm going to share with you is doing the same thing as TV, radio, billboard, except you're using Facebook or Instagram, and particularly Facebook or Instagram, and you're doing the same thing, except at a much cheaper cost. I was in a conversation with a media company. I take calls from media companies because they like to either try to reach our customers and do partnership deals. And I remember one of these last calls where the cost to reach 1,000 eyeballs or customers or potential customers was $31. $31, what we call CPM, which means cost per mil, which is simply cost per 1,000 impressions. And it was $31. And I sat back and I said, you know, if I spend, and we as our agency, if we spend $6 or $7 CPM using Facebook or Instagram, we're damn near doing it wrong. $10 is the max. So we're looking at a $5 to $10 CPM strategy against a, you know, and I'm not saying every media company is $30 or more CPM, but I do take a number of these calls and I still see CPMs at $30 to $60 to $70. So if you believe top of mind awareness is important, if you believe getting your brand more visible, your product or service more visible is important, then this is the strategy. You ready? And for those of you that are listening to this and don't have a visual, I am going to include a supplementary video walkthrough of how to set this campaign up. It'll be inside the Mindshift Business Academy. We probably put it on YouTube. We'll put it where you can find it, make it easy for you to get it. But I'm going to talk you through the strategy because some of you are listening to this already are very savvy with Facebook ads. And some of you have no idea. Maybe you've never touched Facebook. But in a couple quick minutes, let me bring this home for you. Number one, you're going to open up Facebook. You're going to go into the ads manager inside the Meta Business Suite, and you're going to click create an ad. Okay. There are, depending on your back office dashboard, Meta is changing things all the time. We are looking for either a reach campaign, an awareness campaign, but I particularly like to use engagement campaigns or video view campaigns. This works with any of those four types. If you have the old ads manager menu, and if you have the new ODEX menu, you're going to choose reach. Okay. And that'll be more clear in the video. The first thing you're going to do is do that. Secondly, you're going to identify, and this is the only thing you need to do. This is the only thing you really need to do. You can get a little bit fancier, but if you're in a local market, I don't want you adding two or three targeting overlays other than what I'm going to share with you. You're going to make sure that you choose people living in. You want to make sure that the people that see the ad must be living in the city that you're trying to target, in the area that you're trying to target. Facebook, unfortunately, defaults to people living in or recently in, which means you're going to show the ad to travelers. I don't want you doing that. It's just extra dollars down the drain. Once you've selected people living in, there's a section where you can drop in your address. Some of you don't even know that if you've got a brick and mortar location, you're a restaurant, you're a gym, you're a beauty salon, a massage therapy location, anything where people come to you, you're an accountant, you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you can put in the location. And then here's where the magic is. It's simple. You adjust the radius. By default, the radius is 25 miles. It might be 50 in some locations. I don't want you targeting 25 or 50 miles. I want you to target the most relevant number of miles around your neighborhood. It's a minimum of one. And I say, look at it from a standpoint of how many miles will someone travel? We talk to clients about this all the time. How far logically will someone travel to get to your place? I think about gym. I remember working with a fitness company. It was a franchise. They were like talking about their program. And of course, every gym and fitness place says they've got the best workouts and all this stuff. And it's great. This is not about that. But is it logical that someone's going to drive 15 miles to come work out after work? In some markets, that may be true. And if that is true, just audit against whether that's true or whether you're just trying to reach a broader market. This is a more micro targeting strategy. Let me use a different example. You're a restaurant. And in one story, I remember 3 years, we were living in our home and we're just frustrated by the traditional company's chicken wings in our area. And we were really looking for something. We couldn't find anything. And then one day we end up at this event and we had wings at this place. And you wouldn't have thought that they had good wings. And I'm not suggesting even that they should have been advertising on Facebook that they had wings. But here's the punchline. We didn't even know they existed, though they were just a mile up the street, just the other direction that we tended to not travel very much. They were just a mile up the road. Why is it that I've lived here for three and a half years and didn't even know you were there? They were tucked in this little business park and they had really good food. It was a sports bar. And I'm thinking, what a fail. We've been giving our business and our money to companies that had wings that weren't even our favorite. And here you were with great wings and you're less than a mile away and we don't even know you're here. And this story, my friend, is what I hear all the time. I live across the street from a major shopping center. And there are plenty of businesses in there I've never done business with. And though I may see them technically, they've never even shown up in my world to let me know that they're there. This is a problem with local businesses. We assume that if we're in a major tenant shopping center space, or we're close by, or we're on a major highway, that people are going to see us. And it's just not the way we're wired. We get so many marketing messages as consumers. One of our brain's primary jobs is to filter and be protective of our energy resources. So things get filtered. Unless you're intentional about making sure people know who you are, what you do, and where they can get it, then you're going to miss out on far more business than you think is available, especially when you're thinking about attracting customers in your local market. Okay, you set up this ad. You've got one of those objectives. Again, we'll show you the video. Number two, people living in the city, then put your address in. For a restaurant, depending on your marketplace, in my marketplace, we're recommending people stay to about 3 to 5 miles, right? So you're going to stretch the marker out to about the 5 mile mark. You're going to then put an ad creative in the ad. That's all you're doing, by the way. You're not putting in anything fancy. You're not saying if you're a restaurant, if you're a soul food restaurant, you're not going to put in people like soul food. Yeah, even though Facebook or Instagram will let you target against that, it's going to make your market targeting too small. I'll explain more of that in the video. Just click down below. You're going to leave your targeting relatively open because everyone eats. Everyone could want to work out, right? Everyone could get in the car accident if you're a personal injury attorney. Everyone could get divorced if they're married, if you're a divorce attorney. Everyone could need tax help with their tax filings. Your job is to be broad, just the same way a television, radio, billboard, all of those things. Those were broad impression share media plays. And I'm trying to get you to replicate it at probably 1/5, 1/10 of the cost using this strategy. What kind of ad creative as we wrap this up? People ask me all the time, should I put in an image? Should I put in a video? You should put in whatever you have. But here's the key. You should make it a direct call to action. If you're hungry tonight, we're ready to serve you. Come in and see us. If you're a restaurant, if you're looking to improve your health and fitness, come in and see us. Your job is to just simply remind them, make them aware that you are there and that you can serve them with the outcome or the objective that you do. The easiest thing you can do, and I'll show you in the video, one of the easiest headlines, because Meta can be a little interesting with headline, description, and all this stuff. Again, you're looking for a direct call to action ad. Your subject line or your description of your ad should be just a very simple call to action. Let's just say you're the chicken wings company. You sell chicken wings. If you'd like some tasty, crunchy, crispy chicken wings with 4 different flavors to choose from, come see us tonight. That's it. It's not fancy. The goal of this is not conversions necessarily. It's brand impressions on the brain. That's what we do. That's what media companies are trying to sell. The TV, radio, and billboard, they weren't selling necessarily conversions. They were selling brand impressions and visibility and mind share, top of mind awareness. I'm going to wrap this up. I hope you've taken something away from this. And again, if you want to see how this campaign is set up, we've been setting these things up for years. These are very, very, very top of the funnel type campaigns. This is not lead generation, although it's going to generate quite a bit of business, I can assure you. That being said, so many people are focused on, you know, the immediate seeing a click-through rate that goes to a conversion of some sort. And by the way, we can talk more about that in future videos and future podcasts. But we're talking about if companies are still doing it, and by the way, they are, all you got to do is look down your road and see if you still see billboards. Look and see if you see a newspaper. Look and see if you see radio ads when you turn on the radio. Look and still see if you, when you turn on your television, see if you still see TVs, TV ads. They work. They're still going on, but they may not be the best thing for you. But if you've ever thought, boy, it'd be nice to reach a broader, bigger audience faster and tap in to getting more local customers to my business, this is a strategy that I would tell you you should be implementing ASAP. And last little piece, you don't even need very much money to do it. A $5 a day budget for most small businesses, $10 a day max on a campaign like this is all you need. And you can let this campaign run for a while, change it out every 1 month, every 2 months, every 3 months, probably maximum, and you'll see some unbelievable results. And in the video that I'm going to put here, I'm going to add an additional bonus tip on why video might be the right thing to put in this ad, but you'll have to check out that video to see. And I'll talk to you about why I think video should be the best thing to go in that ad, although images are easiest to put in the ad. And the video, though, it has so much more bang to the buck, and I'll share more about that in that video. Listen, if you've enjoyed this tip today, this is about how to attract more local customers to your business. I hope you got something out of it. This number one strategy that we've been using is location-based radius targeting using Facebook and Instagram ads, and it works for all types of businesses, provided you provide a service to a local marketplace. I hope you got a lot out of it. Again, hit the link in the description below and go check out how this campaign is set up. And if you want us to set up for you, then you can certainly reach out to our agency at yokalocal.com. We don't set these up as a one-off. We actually, if you're looking for an agency to work with you and partner with you to help you really grow and scale, this is just one of many strategies that we use. We'd be happy to talk with you over at yokalocal.com. This is Daryl. I'm host of the Mindshift podcast. Thank you for spending some time. And if you enjoyed today, click the follow, click the share button, and hit subscribe so you never miss another episode. We've got a great interview episode lined up for you tomorrow, and I'll see you again next time. Take care.